This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation defenses military work for Thailand, yielding another sizable contract award. The U.S. Department of Defense announcing the defense segment of the Wichita-based company won a service contract for nearly $22 million tied to the Beechcraft AT-6 Wolverine. It's used in the Southeast Asian country. 3 years ago, Textron Aviation Defense landed a $143 million award, and that made the Royal Thai Air Force the international launch customer for the locally built Beechcraft AT-6. And then the following year, it won another $12.5 million of funding, that in relation to ongoing work on attack aircraft for Thailand.
Another week and another nearly 50 Big Lots stores are on the chopping block, including Wichita's remaining location. The retailer, which is in the midst of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization, added an additional 46 stores to the growing list of shops that are slated to close at some point in the future. This new round includes the 4165 East Harry Shop between Oliver and Hillside in Wichita, in the same center as WSU Tech's South Campus. And that's the third Kansas location to be closed. The next wave of closings brings the total to 496 stores.
Wichita State University's athletic teams will return to wearing Nike apparel and shoes. That'll be in the 2025-26 academic year. That'll finish up an 8-year run with Under Armour. The Shocker Athletic Department announcing a 5-year agreement with Nike and BSN Sports, a Texas manufacturer and distributor. Nike will supply uniforms and training apparel for all 16 WSU sports, as well as fan merchandise. A request for the contract's financial terms not immediately answered by the university. It's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
7:51, Stephen, 10 of the morning. Might take a minute here, Ted, if we can, and let you put us in the picture on how this baseball playoff thing works, because first of all, there's the wild card thing that the Royals went through that, right?
Yeah.
And that's best of two.
Two out of three in that opening round.
Okay. Yep. And then we're qualifying for what? For the ALCS?
Yes. Yeah. CU plays in the championship series to go to the World Series. It's the second round of the playoffs, best of five.
So
got eight teams left.
A few years ago, they added a couple of rounds to it.
They've added more teams to the playoffs, so they have to add more rounds to the playoffs.
They got to have more. So what do the Royals have to do now to get to the World Series? They got to take out the Yankees, right?
Yes, that's step number one.
You can't
move on if you don't beat the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And then,
I mean, the Royals are 10 wins away from winning the World Series.
Wow.
If you look at it that way. That's always just about every other team that's still alive.
Well, here's the other part of that story. Last year, they stunk.
They lost 106 games last year. That's why
terrible.
This year is just so amazing.
What has happened? The guys just gelled.
They made some great off-season acquisitions. They really bolstered their starting pitching, which has been the huge part. Bobby Witt Jr. has blossomed into one of the best hitters in baseball.
Yeah,
and they've kind of plugged some holes with some role type players and some veterans to help out the youngsters, and it's just kind of all worked this year.
Amazing to watch them this year,
obvious pitching.
Pitching.
When you have these, their pitching is, I think, far exceeded even their own expectations.
That's the name of the game.
So, well, when you got two of your starting pitchers on the All-Star team, that's pretty good.
That's a good start.
That's a great start.
Okay, today is National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. Okay. Now, this is encouraging students, this is for schools, to invite their parents to lunch. And parents will visit their children's school during this event and have a meal with them in the school cafeteria.
Okay.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
Ever had mom and dad come?
No. Dad was always at the bank.
Yeah, he was too busy. We never did anything like this.
No.
Yeah, the administrators in those days didn't want parents around. Just keep them out of here. All they are is trouble. But
the only time mom and dad showed up was for the parent-teacher conference, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I think during school day, they weren't ever.
The cafeteria would have been embarrassing probably for me to have my mom and dad there. Especially in junior high school. But anyway, now, having said that, as grandparents, I've been to lunch with four of my grandkids.
Oh.
And in a grade, they were in grade school or elementary school. Mm-hmm. And all four of them seemed to really enjoy having us there.
Well, good.
Of course, I'd sit there with the other kids. They'll sit and give them a few of my great jokes. And, you know, the 9 and 10-year-olds thought that was hilarious. You know, no. It was fun. Take your parents down. Yeah. They loved it when we came to lunch. But anyway, if you can do it, of course, a lot of working parents say, no, we can't do that. Take your parents to lunch day. National. Okay. Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Wednesday, Ted. We're at the middle of the weekend, and now we're going to coast downhill from here toward the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
That's your plan?
That's my plan. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. As always, we've got a lot for you this morning. We have the latest on Hurricane Milton, of course. It's predicted to make landfall in Florida sometime today or this evening. Ted has a look at sports, as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we were just talking about the Royals and the Yankees, Game 3 in the playoffs tonight at Kauffman Stadium. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
How about entertainment news, the Blur today? You got anything good?
Oh, yeah, we got the Blur entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. Yeah. We've already got some good audio coming your way during the Blur. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be at 8:35.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Phoenix is rising.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.